from KQED.
Stickers are a ubiquitous part of city living. You see them on street signs, electricity poles, news boxes, just about any urban surface. Sometimes they're just advertising things, like concerts or rallies, but they're also part of a thriving underground art scene, perpetuated mostly by kids. One of the sticker art movement's biggest gatherings happens this weekend in Los Angeles. Colin Berry reports.
Oh, I know what this is.
Its facade covered in colorful pottery shards, self-help graphics and art is a neighborhood icon in gritty East L.A., where for 40 years it's been a hub for Chicano art. Upstairs in the office, Rick and Rosanna Ahrens are opening a box filled with stickers.
Otaku Tokyo. Oh my gosh, there's like tons of posters in this thing.
Besides running self-help, Ahrens and his wife run a sticker business called Sticky Ricks. Their office is overflowing with submissions for Peel Here, Sticky Ricks' annual sticker show. Part art exhibition, part community celebration, Peel Here draws art from all over the world and fans from across the country. It's become the go-to event for artists, many of them kids from L.A., who make, trade, and appreciate stickers.
What does that say?
Which one?
I support your local war. Okay.
Sticker art includes everything from small decals and hand-drawn mailing labels to wheat paste posters and full-size paintings. The style is street, from funky cartoon characters and edgy urban icons to fine calligraphy, stencil art, and slogans both sweet and snarky.
Hip-hop sucks because of you.
Peel Here began 5 years ago as a promotion for Sticky Ricks, whose clients included a handful of well-known street artists. Also that first year, its founders put out an open call for sticker art.
And that's where it just kind of, the floodgates opened. We received stickers from all over the world, and we were blown away. And so we were like, what are we going to do with all these stickers?
The answer was to stick them up on big sheets of poster board and put them in the show. Aaron says the movement is all about inclusivity.
A lot of people that we work with are range from graffiti art to fine artists. Work can never can be from anywhere from vinyl toy galleries and toy places to the Smithsonian. So that's the exciting thing about it. It crosses all these genres.
Across the city in Atwater Village, Damon Robinson runs Nomad, a printmaking and alternative art studio. A Peel Here co-sponsor, Robinson says in this hyper-electronic age, sticker and other forms of analog art are a kind of antidote.
Everyone's YouTubeable, everything's Facebookable, MySpaceable, tweetable, whatever. Things like that, like stickers and sketchbooks and tactile experiences and kind of, ink on paper is just a bit more intriguing and a bit more valuable, I think.
Inspired by folks such as Shepard Fairey, whose Obey Giant stickers 15 years ago led in time to the Obama Hope poster, Robinson says more young artists are bringing their art to the streets.
It's this idea that if a kid is feeling disconnected from what's going on around him, he wants to feel connected to something bigger than himself. And so, it's a mark. It's saying, I'm here right now, I'm alive, like, come get me.
Ernesto Llerena is one of these kids, a young L.A. artist who's working right now on an immigration protest poster for Arizona. I asked him what kind of art he makes.
I don't know. I guess kind of stuff that I'm into and things that I feel like I identify with. Usually my culture, music, politics, a lot of political stuff.
Mention politics, and one can't help but think of Robbie Canal, the genre's outlaw godfather, whose ugly-faced protest portraits have appeared in U.S. cities since the Reagan administration. At work in his Mar Vista studio, Canal says sticker art is pure adolescent expression.
And when kids keep doing it, their art reflects their maturation process. And, if they stick with Sticky Rick, you can see them growing. And that's dazzling. It really just warms the cockles of this old heart.
Back at Self-Help Graphics, Rick and Rosanna Ahrens are overlooking the parking lot where most of Peel Here will take place. They're expecting more than 1,000 people this year. I asked them about the etiquette at a show like this. Do some artists get offended if their art gets stickered over by someone else?
It's a sticker show.
Yeah, exactly. It's give me a break. It's the street. It's not the Mona Lisa or something. It's not it's street art, you know, that's what's going to happen. And in a condensed atmosphere like that for one night, that's exactly what's going to happen, because that's what it is. That's what it's for.
If you miss this year's Peel here, keep an eye on the streets where the scene is coming to you. For the California Report, I'm Colin Berry in Los Angeles.